Welcome to the United We Pledge podcast, a place where we explore the way we can work together in our communities to fulfill our mission of shared responsibility and allegiance to the traditional American values of freedom, family, and faith. This is the place where we accept our duty to be constitutional, law-abiding citizens. You are invited to join us as we meet individuals who are fulfilling and pledging themselves and their resources to this mission. Each week, we will tell the great American story that will inspire you and the next generation to stand united and pledge allegiance to this great nation. Welcome back to the United We Pledge podcast. I'm your host, Colleen. Excited to be here for another episode of United We Pledge. We're going to talk all about the flag today. And we've brought in our special guest, Kyle Fox from Follow the Flag. Kyle, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm happy to be on here with you guys today.
Kyle, we're excited to have you as well because, you know, your footprint or the flag that we follow has been something that even in my life, I've been seeing for years, not really knowing the source behind it. So I'm really excited to talk about what Follow the Flag does and how you created that and what it's doing to unite communities all across this nation. I have to say that a few years back, I started seeing social media posts. I live here in Southern Utah, and I saw social media posts from up in Northern Utah of my trail running friends. They were coming upon this giant flag that was flying over a canyon. And I would see these pictures and I was like, what is this? And where is this? And how do I get to see this? But then I come to find out this is all part of Kyle Fox and Follow the Flag.
Yeah, it's a very unique thing. That's for sure. There's not much in the world that you can do anymore to get people's attention unless it's like completely out of the ordinary. And that's kind of what we found with this. I've heard your story described through many different people, and some of them real special, where runners, bikers, but one in particular was a runner friend who's a friend of mine now because of Follow the Flag. But she was in a very dark place. She's a veteran. She'd been going through a lot of different things in life and just ran across this enormous flag in a canyon. And you can imagine it, just visualizing it, what it can do to you. But depending on the state that you're in and the situation that you are dealing with at the time, how big of an impact it can have on people. And it really has. So it's just been extremely fun to be a part of this very organic movement that the giant flag in the canyon has been able to do.
Well, let's take it back a little bit, Kyle. What brought you to the point of wanting to fly a giant flag over this canyon in Utah? What was it that precipitated that?
Well, it's interesting. This is the part I love to tell people about, is I am no big, veteran loving, enormous American loving flag person. 5, 6, 7 years ago, I was not that person. This was a prank. This was a stunt. This is something that came completely out of the blue. I had a storage unit neighbor who was in the film industry. He's a film grip. He's a key grip stunt coordinator. So I knew this would be a guy, his name's Ron Nix, who would have the know-how. And sure enough, he did. And it was within just a few months that the idea came to be, and we were able to pull it off. We'd pulled some money together. We went to Colonial Flag, we bought a flag, and I like to surprise people, so I was inviting people to come see something that they'd never experienced before, not knowing what they were getting into. They showed up. We had 100 or so people show up in a parking lot, and from that point, my life changed, and many people's lives changed, and we realized that we were onto something that had some real gravity. And it was going to have impact on people's lives and lives forever. So it's been a really exciting ride to watch it unfold.
Well, and this original flag, it spanned 1,200 feet from canyon wall to canyon wall. How long was this flag?
So our first flag is enormous. It's the flags that you see at the grocery store parking lots. They're 30 by 60. They weigh just over 100 pounds. So the first few years, that's what we flew, and we flew it across this big gap, and we had no idea what we were doing that first year. We literally threw a spool of rope off the edge of a cliff, and you can guess what happened. We were dealing with knots on a shale slope and getting through trees. We had no idea what we were doing. But the 30 by 60 flag, apparently people noticed that it wasn't the biggest flag to ever fly in Utah. It was actually there was a veteran here in Pleasant Grove who brought up history and showed us that one of the bigger flags in Utah was when we became the 45th state, there was a giant flag that was not necessarily flown, but it was on the roof, the inside roof of the tabernacle, and then at one point placed on the outside of the Salt Lake Temple. And looking at it, we kind of started doing a little bit of research, and I told my team, I was like, I'm happy with what we're doing. And I kind of let them take the lead on that. And we ended up finding bats and material out of New York City that came in a 6 foot wide bat. And so our stripes ended up being 6 foot, and lo and behold, now we fly the world's largest American flag. It's 154 feet long, 78 feet wide, over 400 pounds, is now the mega flag that we've named Lady Liberty. And this is our second large flag, or I should say third large flag, with the one that flies in North Ogden. So it has caught like wildfire, and people are loving and demanding it to be back forever and ever.
So what was it? I mean, like you said, Kyle, you weren't somebody who had flags all over your house all the time. You didn't, you know, wear your red, white, and blue every day that you went out. What was it that happened after you flew this flag over the canyon that changed you, that was able to change you to create Follow the Flag?
Yeah, sure. For me, it was the people. You know, just a few stories. A mother whose 18-year-old son didn't make it home from boot camp, who came home in a pine box. For her, that became something that she remembered her son by. That flag up there is something that always will be a connecting piece to her son that she lost. And then you have 85, 90-year-old World War II vets who tell me through tears in a parking lot to this crazy Wild West patriot that just pulled a stunt that this is the greatest thank you that he's ever received.
Wow.
And so when I experience these people telling me this and I'm seeing it through their eyes and tears running down their face and wanting to hug us and thank us, we realize that, you know, that's something that's important. And I've experienced this time and time and time again. I've received all sorts of texts, emails, letters, but I tell my team also, there's got to be thousands and thousands and thousands we've never even heard from. We are reaching people, and it's the most strange way. It is our American flag flying, but there's something that this is divinely sent from above. And we were lucky enough to listen and to follow this crazy idea to be able to present this big flag majestically flying in the mountains and in nature, and it's working. So we're going to continue to follow.
I love how you talk about that spirit that this flag brings to wherever it's flying, or any of your flags that you fly, because I think all of us can identify with times that we've seen the flag flying, different times in our lives where it does evoke this spirit. It does evoke this emotion within us. And maybe sometimes, I know myself, I find it a little hard to place where I'm like, why am I feeling so emotional about this? But yet, I think collectively we do feel that when we see that flag flying, especially in these places where maybe we don't expect it, or where it is just so beautiful and so majestic, and it just means so much more. And what you're doing with Follow the Flag and bringing that to different communities and bringing that spirit, I mean, you literally are taking that spirit of that flag of this nation to these communities and allowing others to feel that. I just think that is such a blessing of what you've been able to do here.
Yeah, I've come a long ways from, I'm going to call it that, what I say a minute ago, the Wild West patriot, punk kid. I have come a long ways to now recognize that those patriots before me, I call myself a modern day flag bearer. I am honored to be leading this flag wherever it may take us and flying this flag as much as I possibly can and standing shoulder to shoulder with other heroes, men and women in uniform, civilians, patriots alike. I am honored And I recognize the magnitude, the gravity of what our work has been given to us now, and to get this out in front of people. Our mission, honor, heal, and inspire. I love the part of inspire where I'm seeing little children. One of my favorite stories, a father sent me a video of his son in his bedroom after he had visited the flag in the canyon, and his son had taken this little teeny tiny, must have been like a 3x6 inch flag, and taped it to the fan in his bedroom and told his dad, he's flying a flag like they are in the canyon. And so to have these little children wanting to fly a flag like we are in the canyon, I think there's something different in the American flag for everyone. It means different, but that spirit of pride of country and people and what has been done before us to get us to this point. And then also the responsibility that we have now as Americans and patriots and flag bearers to protect and to hold up and to be there for each other. It's amazing. And it's an amazing thing to be a part of.
Yeah, for sure. It is. It's incredible. And I love all these stories that you can share of how this flag has just touched so many people on so many different levels. And help explain a little more about Follow the Flag. How many flags do you guys have?
There's three large ones that we have. The first one, actually, you know, we had a lot of wear and tear on it. Things from us screwing up and not knowing what we were doing, drones hitting it. And then the straw that broke that one really from flying in a canyon anymore was we had a 50-year microburst come through on July 4th a few years back, and it tore it in half.
Wow.
So then we got a third now, and there's more in the works. More communities are getting on board and wanting to be a part of this giant flag and flying one of their own. And so, yeah, we currently have more flags that are being prepared to fly in other locations, but we have that and all sorts of other flags. We keep 3x5 flags on poles, what you see laid out in communities and neighborhoods. We have hundreds and hundreds of those, and there's stories that I can tell you about those and how that gets people involved as well. But we have endless flags, I should say, right?
Right. They're all over. And, you know, it's interesting, Kyle. I just have so many memories of seeing people just standing on overpasses flying flags, and people walking down the street with a flag, or just putting them in places where we wouldn't normally see them because of that healing nature of that flag. It's just interesting how we really turn back to the flag when we really, really need to be united with one another.
Yeah. You know, the thing I think that would make a big difference for people as they see the American flag, this was something that has changed for me over the last few years. You hear stories of people saying where they were when they saw an American flag and how that dropped them to their knees or it took them to a place. And a lot of times you hear that coming from these heroes, these soldiers who they go fight for our freedoms on foreign ground. And, you know, they see this one lone flag somewhere and it reminds them of home and it reminds them why they're out there. And then they get those reminders, you know, as they're home and they see it again. There's those moments that stick with you when you see these flags. And so I've been able to, like, really unintentionally, but I would charge people to seek out these experiences where, you know, maybe it's a flag retirement ceremony or a scout ceremony or a parade or where it is. Let these things, let them brand you, let them bond you, let them make a change in you so that, you know, when you do see those flags, you'll have those memories. Like the experiences that I've had standing in the parking lot beneath an American flag up in a canyon, and I have these heroes tell me this is the greatest thank you I've ever had from my country, those stick with me. I can't ever get away from anything like that. And so when I do see the stars and stripes flying, those are the experiences that I begin to sew threads into the American flag. Those are the memories that I am creating and that'll never leave me.
And maybe that's the power of the flag. What you just hit on right there is all of those memories woven in there, those memories of those who have fought, those memories of those who have served, the memories of those who have seen the flag and felt that spirit. Those are the threads that make up every American flag that we see. And that's really what exudes that spirit that brings us to that point of acknowledging that this is something great. This is something bigger than ourselves. And I love that when we find those simple things in our life that really have such humble beginnings, but become such powerful symbols to us. Tell me what Follow the Flag is doing these days. Like, what does it look like for Follow the Flag? Do you have requests coming in from different communities? Are you working with communities to make sure that they get flags? Do you travel with the flag? Does it go different places? How does it work with Follow the Flag?
So yeah, we do get a lot of requests for the flag. You know, we'll try to really get anywhere and everywhere we can to fly it and get it out in people's hands and get it in front of eyes. So any event you can dream of, football games, high school, college, pro, any sporting event, rodeos, parades, obviously across the canyon, happy homecomings, sad homecomings, soldiers coming home, you know, to their families, or soldiers not coming home necessarily, in funeral services. So we're involved year round in any event like that. And one of the things I think, kind of tying back to that last topic, was people should be seeking out opportunities to stand with their flag, to be engaged with the flag and surround themselves in action with the flag. So these funeral services that we do, or happy homecomings that we do, soldiers coming home, or even tragedies or celebrations, we'll get you out there with an American flag to line a street, to watch a family come home or go away. There's something about it to stand with your American flag, to wave it above your head, and to see these families that are being affected, to witness and experience that side of freedom, that side of sacrifice, to see their face, to see their eyes, to see tears or smiles. And then you're standing next to some stranger who's trying to experience something just like you. Those are the things, those are those bonding moments with your flag that can happen. So many, many different situations and many opportunities to stand with our American flag and get them out, post them, be that modern day flag bearer. Yeah, it's as simple as that, really, too. It's like, do you have an American flag? Get some American flags. How can you use these American flags? So we got outlines on how to do that and where to do that. Flag etiquette. We're raising funds. We're giving back. We're a 501c3. We're taking charitable donations. We're raising them. We want to contribute to our men and women in uniform, which we have and we continue to do. We want to give back to local high school students. We had a project that was called the Soldier's Car. And if you get a chance to look that one up, that was one that has had more reach than almost any Facebook story has ever in history. It's crazy.
Well, I think we should dive into that, Kyle, because it is such an interesting and unique story that, you know, it's not just bringing a flag. You actually brought a long lost vehicle from this son's, his father, who he didn't even know it was a vehicle owned by his father so long ago. How did that happen? Tell us that story.
Yeah, so that was a good one. That was one that kind of springboarded us into realizing our reach and what we can actually achieve. We didn't know what we were doing there in the beginning other than flying a flag. We didn't have a mission. We didn't know where we were going to go. And so that was one of the opportunities that opened the door for us to help us realize what we can do and how we can impact those around us just by doing these good acts. And this was an early on thing where a woman who her and her husband had a child, a young boy, and brought him home from the hospital in this convertible Toyota Celica. And 6 months later, this father was killed in Iraq and came home the sad way. And his wife then had to sell the car, had to sell the home to make ends meet. Well, 15 so years later, she stumbles upon paperwork of that car. Her son is in, you know, of driving age at that point. But anyways, long shot, Carfax will tell you where a car is. It won't tell you the resident or where. It'll just tell you the city that that VIN number is attached. And 16 years later, after they sold that car, she puts a Facebook post into a pretty general page on Facebook telling the story of needle in a haystack. Here's this car and my son is going to be driving. Well, I saw it and someone pushed me to get involved in it with Follow the Flag. And this really was one of our kind of jumping out of our box and doing something different here. And I drew up a GoFundMe campaign to see if we just have enough money to maybe buy a car and get it back to them. And my wife pushed me to increase the amount on the fundraising, and I did. And then we pushed enter as soon as that car was found, and the funds just lifted and beyond were raised. And luckily enough, the owner who had this car, it was like a dream car he'd always wanted, and found it and bought it. And he was willing to sell it to me after hearing the story. And long story short, we went to our community and asked anyone that would be willing to kind of look at some auto body stuff on it. And they looked at it. And within a couple hours, I came back to talk to them. They had networked with our whole community and found people to do all engine work, do new upholstery, do stereo, do interior, do new paint, do new wheels, do tires, all for free.
Wow.
The other interesting side of the miracles here is these are people that family members are telling me they've never done these kind of things for anyone. I don't know why they're doing it for you or doing it in this situation, but the people that had never really served back to somebody like this were feeling engaged to participate in this opportunity. And so, yeah, we had this brand new restored car, and there was no way that I was going to have this car shipped. So I was driving it. And I got to drive it down their driveway for his birthday and give it to this young boy. And it's continued. Like, it broke down. The engine had some more problems. And then his community stepped up and replaced the engine in this car. And it just constantly goes on and on. It's like the real experience, the people involved got a whole new taste and flavor of patriotism. But in the video, that story keeps circulating on the internet and reaching people. And I constantly get messages from people seeing that experience and makes them so proud and happy for being American. So the ways that we can be patriots are completely what you're not thinking they are. Sometimes I realize that, like, this is my call in life. This is what God wanted me to do. This is my way of wearing the uniform and giving back. And I'm suited up and ready to roll.
And Kyle, I just love how this fits into our United We Pledge mission, where we seek to unite people under this flag. And that's exactly what you're doing every single day in so many different ways. What started with a simple prank of flag flying in a beautiful canyon has now come to the point of impacting so many people in so many communities. And I think what I'm taking from this whole conversation is that any of us can unite our communities under this flag. Any of us can fly our flag. Any of us can reach out to those around us. And it doesn't have to be in those normal ways that you would think of. But we can follow the flag, and we can do that. It's that uniting source that we can use. And you're such a great example of that. And I think that's why it keeps rolling forward. Is as much as the people of the world, or the media of the world, let's say, wants us to think that we're divided in this country, what you just explained with that story, bringing this old car back to life for this son who never knew his father, who was lost fighting for this country, is incredible. And it took heroic efforts of unity in those communities, both in Utah and in Texas, to make this happen. And that is what we can do. So don't believe the rhetoric that unity is dead. Don't believe that there's just so much divisiveness, because I think what you see and what you're sharing with us is that every day people can unite for these good purposes. And that's so inspiring, Kyle. I love it.
Yeah, it's definitely keeping it simple. I think it all starts within your house. It all starts inside, you know, your circle of people. You go out into your community, it's a smile, it's a wave. My wife teaches that those veterans' hats that you see them wear, it means tell me thank you, tell me hi. And you'll be surprised at how far something as simple as that can go.
We always love to leave our United We Pledge audience with that challenge of uniting. And you just said it perfectly. You know, it starts with you. It starts in your home. It starts with those values. And the good that we can do is just incomprehensible when we just go out with those small acts of kindness. Kyle, thank you so much for sharing the flag with us and with the communities that you do. And United We Pledge stands with you as those modern day flag bearers to unite under those stars and stripes. So thank you so much for being on our podcast, sharing your stories, and thank you for uniting our communities.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for furthering the mission of Follow the Flag and spreading the good word. And I'm really excited to run with you guys and have the support of one another and teaming up on everything that we can.
Yeah, we definitely look forward to it. And before we let you go, Kyle, what is your website for Follow the Flag?
Followtheflag.org.
Awesome. Okay, so if you want more information on the flags that they fly or to even help out Follow the Flag, you can check them out there. So, all right. Thank you, Kyle. This show would not be possible without support from Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature provides its customers with access to a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables in easy-to-take capsules. They take produce picked at peak ripeness and put it through this advanced vacuum cold process that locks in nutrition and removes water using pressure. The produce is ground up and put into capsules, making it easy for you to get the nutrition you need from fruits and vegetables. For more info or to place an order, go to balanceofnature.com. You're going to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer. Just use our discount code UWP. Thank you for listening to the United We Pledge podcast. It's brought to you by Balance of Nature. If you'd like to join us in inspiring freedom, faith, and family here in America, go to unitedwepledge.org. And don't forget to follow us on social media.